We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately six lines from the top. The first words on the line is Shamashim Shari. So, Freitin Marakasha Bashar Shamashim Shari. We're saying right now they allowed to make a form and a shape of a levana of a moon. Why? Because that's not called the Shamashim Levana. It's only the Malach with four faces. And besides that, and Adam, everything else he's allowed to do. So that's why Rabbi Gamil had these Levanois in his office in order to show the Edom. V'shar shemosh mishari, v'atayim t'nabraiso, l'isasun iti, l'isasun kudmush shemosh mishash v'anamorim. You cannot make any of the servants that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sky. Who is that going to find him? V'sraf m'chayas, HaKadosh Malachi HaSharis, different type of malachim. So you see, it's not only the malach with the four faces. Any type of malach in Allah make. So Khar Levana also. It's not a raya. Only the Shamashim that serve Hashem in the highest spheres. But Levana and the Chama are the Mother Tachtim, like Rashi says, three lines from the top. Avachama v'Levana, the Mother Tachtimim, and therefore it's not a problem. Break them up. Is that true also? Shemot Tachtim Mishari? But Tanya, you learned in the Pasuk, it says in Aseret Sadibris, it says, Loisas v'chol pesel v'chol tmuna asher v'shemayim ima'al. And we darshan like this. We darshan, you're not allowed to make a sun, a moon, stars and mazalis. So you see, you're not allowed to make the sun and the moon. It's not a raya. That means they're not allowed to worship those psalim. You're not allowed to make a vadizar that you worship. But not that it means they can't make the form at all. Freit the Gemara, which means you're right. You're not allowed to make a sun and a moon, but that's to worship it. So Freit the Gemara, you love them. Bus epis the sun and the moon, anything. Fill a shul shul katanami, even a small worm. You're not allowed to make in order to worship it. Gemara says echanami. That's true. We say with the girl nafka Tanya Hashem ba'aretz pasuk Hashem ba'aretz. The rabbis yamim unaharos. You're not allowed to worship the rivers and the oceans. Harim v'gvoyis. The mountains and the cliffs, and matachas, the rabbis shul shakotim, matachas laaretz is marba, even the smaller worm. So right now, if we stop right here, we're coming out that Rabbi Gamil is still fine, he's still safe. He made a levana, it's not a problem. Why? Because it's not the malach with the four faces, it's not any malach, which is mada elyon, it's not an adam, and anything that's not the mada elyon, you're allowed to make. It says in a braisa that you're not allowed to make a lechama levana, that means to serve it, to worship it. But just to make it stamazoy, to have a form, it's fine. But Freit the Gemara, now the Gemara's going to have a stumper, that first Bryce, not like that. Freit the Gemara, V'asiyah grisim yishari, V'atayim unto the Bryce, so lo yisasun, eat lo yisasun, k'd moshim ha-shem v'shash v'amaram, you can't make any servants that serve me from amaram, k'gun chama, v'levano, k'chav v'mazalos, b'furish. Learns in the pasuk with Sasum Iti that you're not allowed to make Echama, Levana, and Chav Mazal. You're not allowed to make any of these things. So the shaila is, how in the world could Rabbi Gamil do this? And the Gemara, you're right, you're not allowed to make a Levana. You know what Rabbi Gamil happened? Shan Rabbi Gamil, Dachkir Masloi, he got it from the Goyim. He went to the store and bought some shapes of Levana, and he got it from the Goy. The Goy made it. He didn't make it. And that's not a problem. The problem is Asiyah. You didn't make it. It's fine. So right now we're saying, what's the pshat? That you're allowed to have it, you just can't make it. Freit the Gemara, you're allowed to have it. Rav Yehuda had this ring that had a form on it, had a shape on it. And he had this ring, and Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinna, Sami Eidneha Didain, go out the eyes of this surah that you have on your chaysam, or you have on your signet ring. So you see clearly, it's a problem. How you learn this Gemara? Look at Tosfos. Tosfos explains Gemara. The Masal Vaha. Let's read Tosfos inside. The Masal Vaha. Pirish. Afilo Hachi. His Eloi Shmuel Shalash Shaisai. Even though he didn't make it, he didn't know how to make a fancy ring like that. He got someone to make it for him. So he said, "Now I have it. Why am Loi Yisama Enoi? So he should do. He should also. He should be chayshu. He made it. Va'av Aloi Sasu. Even is Eloi Sasu Niti. Umashani Shani Rav Yehuda Shachayshami Boiler Toya. It was sticking out. Loi Hoyam Mishum Chshara Asiya Mishum Chshara Vayizuchavim." The Gemara's an answer, no, it was only a chashash that you are worshipping it. There's two chashashes always. Did it make it or worship it? So if you didn't really make it, no, making zera of chashad. Why not? Because the whole issue of making it is a lav. So we were mechadish nuk zera of chashad on a lav of sasaniti. Masha'inkin, worshipping of a zara is a chi of karas. And that we made a zera, a chashad, looks like you're worshipping it. That's Gemara's teretz. Hasam b'chesam. You have to. Why don't you have the problem by Rabbi Gamliel? We'll see. Tomorrow we'll ask the kasha. Hasam Rabbi Yehuda. The reason Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda to get rid of that picture. Hasam b'chesam yibaylet. Mishum chashadav. Mishum the chashad of worshiping it. The tayon of the brisa. Tabas a ring shechesam yibaylet that the picture is yibaylet sticks out. Aser. Now I'll wear it. Umut lachzma. We gotta make a chesima. You know why? Because you make a chesima, the form that comes on the paper is deep, is ingrained. It doesn't. It's not indented. Not dented out. Chesama. But let's say chesama shekeya. If the chesim itself is indented, mut lanicha. You gotta wear it. But also lachzma. Now I'll sign with it. Then it'll be raised. It'll be raised. So Akapon Umar is answering very simple. That Rehu the problem was chesada. You have no bar gemil now. Chesada. We have to come back to that. First of all, as a kasha, are we worried when we see Gedolim go somewhere, we're worried that they were over the Rezara? But there was Beknishta to Shav V'Yosef Maradoy, the famous shul called Shav V'Yosef Maradoy. Why was it called Shav V'Yosef? Rashi brings down because they brought stones from Eretz Yisrael and they made here in Ardor a, it was from Avnei Yerushalayim actually, says Yechonya V'Galusa, brought stones from Yerushalayim and from the sand, from the dirt and the sand, they made cement from that, and they built a Eretz Yisrael digger base of Medrash in Ardor. So this base Medrash, the Ukvi Be'adanta, at one point the Babylonians placed a statue in it and stole Vava Aile Be'avua the Shmuel V'Levi Umatzvigavai. So he still used to daven in the shul, in the old shul, they always daven in the shul, even though there was a statue there. V'lechashin l'chashad. So the Gemara Rabbim Shiny. When there's a whole Rabbim, you're not worried that everyone's just coming to the Agantza Kal of Klai Yisrael is davening zone. We're not chosh them that the over is our. But now the Gemara has a kasha. Okay, good. We mechash chshad. So how's Rabbi Gamliel allowed to make a tzura of Levana keep around the tzura of Levana? He didn't make it, but he got it lachem right now. The Gemara says, but lachem, how you like keep it around? This is chshash. He's worshiping it. Rabbi Gamliel the Yochadava. And for the Gemara, Kiman the Nasi Avishchichi got Rabbim Gabei. Since it's Shachiach, is it Shachiach Rabbim by him? It's like a Rabbim. Therefore, it's no Chshad. Now, Tosfos has a very simple question: why don't you say that the Tzuras Levana were not boiled? It was flat. It was not 3D, and then it's not a problem. Break Tosfos the Maskel Vaha, second Vaha. From Taima, Ma'ilu Meshani the Tzuras Levana Lohesav Letas Lekach Osar Agmiya Vamar Rivrein Tam Veriva. Kibacham, a very big aside. Kibacham levoinu mazolus ein chilek bein botel m'shaikim. V'chein berakia shaikim ein. V'le maflik v'alchel gav parzuk v'yosvim. The only time is that you have to be 3D is only by a face. But when it comes to the moon, star, the moon, the levana, and the chama, even if it's flat on a paper, you're not allowed to make it. That's why it's a big shayla about making pictures of a chama on a paper from here. Even if it's flat, it doesn't have to be 3D. There is an issa according to Tosfos because one more answer was flat. There it is. Even that's also because that's the way we look at the moon. Also, we don't see the moon in 3D. We see it as a flat thing in the sky, and therefore, it's a problem. So the kash is why are we allowed to do it? Teretz is the first teretz is shchichah be'rabim. Second teretz, the boy is saying with the prakam avoy. It was made out of pieces. So according to, and then you put it together. When you want to show aid, you put it together. So that Rashi explains therefore no chshad because the chshad is you worship. You don't worship a vayizar made in pieces. So even they put it together once a week, it's not a vayizar. So that's why it helps with prakam hava. Some rishonim learn, like the Ritva learns, that prakam helps that even you can make it that way. Because the only iser to make shamashim b'marim is only if you make it in one gush, in one piece. But make it in pieces and then put it together, that's not a gzera, that's not an iser of l'sasun iti. So it could answer both things. No guy has to make it for you. And the third teretz definitely answers that. But by saying Islam is shiny, if it's coming to teach and to learn, then it's mutter. The time of the Raisa is similar is after Lama Lahavan Lahiris. You're allowed to make an order to teach and to understand what it looks like. So the Akapanim, if it's there to teach you what it looks like, then it'll be mutter. That's three truism to answer this kasha. We're not gonna get into Halacha L'Maaseh how to make pictures, but the biggest problem is when you make a picture book that's a story about Yankee going to the grocery store and it's a picture of a son, you have to know what's the hetter to do that. So you have to learn the sugya very well with the Shulchan Aruch for a while. Like a certain Rav told me, if you ask someone the Shaila, either ask someone who doesn't really know it so well, or he knows it very well. But a guy knows it in between, it's very hard to give a good psak in this because it's very, very complicated, these halachas. Zogtik Maravaita. Rav Shimon Yomiloimer said in the Mishnah that you have here a keli that has on it a tzuras chama, a tzuras avon, a tzuras darker. And saying the Mishnah, you gotta throw it right into the garbage can, into the Yam HaMelech. Why? Because it's also ba'ana. Rav Shimon Yomiloimer says it depends. Depends where that tzura is. Sha'al machubadim asurim. Shamavazim, it's on a thing, it's also on a vuzza, on a disgusting thing, it's mutter. Now, what does that mean exactly? What does that mean? So, what does that few pshatim mean? Two pshatim. Ezu mechabadim veezu mevazim. Omarab mechabadim lamayim ramayim, mevuzim matim ramayim. He says, look, you have a keli, you have a pot, or you have a jug. Where is this tzura of this darkon? If the dragon is on the bottom of the keli, where the liquid is always there, where the food is always there, that's a bazayim. That it should be getting all misty from the food inside there. That's not a covet. If it's higher up, it's a covet. So it depends where it is on the keli. If it's lower down, you can assume it's not avodah zarah. It's for noy ba'alma. But if it's higher up, then you can assume it's avodah zarah. That's the first pshat. But Shmuel Amar Eilvel Mavuzmeim. If it's on a keli that you drink from, it's definitely not avodah zarah. So what does it mean, mechabadim? Eilehem Mavuzmeim. Ella Eiluhem Mechabadim Shalashirim. That's on. A bracelet, valnazamim, on earrings, val tabas, and a ring. If it's on that, then it's choshev. Tanik vayzei de Shmuel mechabadim means shal shirim valnazamim val tabas. If it's on bracelets, rings, and earrings, and finger rings, mevazim means shal yoris. If it's on a pot, val kumkumsin, it's on a hot water pot, val mechami chamim, and so they cook some hot water, vashal sadinim val mitpachas, and on. Sardinim, which is like bedspreads, val mitpachos, and towels. So then, those things are considered mevuzim. Things that you use and you wash your hands on avada. That's called mevuzim. So that's what's coming out. That's a Rav Gamliel Shita, Shimon Gamliel Shita. What's called mevuzim? What's called mechabadim?